In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. So far the reading. I want to go. I'm ready to be taken home. I don't understand why I'm still here. Why is God keeping me around? I want to go. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, we heard even this morning. You know, that wasn't lame, wasn't it? We heard her talk like that, especially when things were not going well. And many times when I visited her, she was pretty adamant about it. I want to go. I'm ready, Pastor. When you hear your loved one say such a thing, your first reaction is to be rather uneasy about it, and then to try to get him to stop talking like that. It makes you uncomfortable. You don't know what to say. Your loved one is talking about death, about leaving this life and everything and everyone in it. How are you supposed to handle that? What are you supposed to say? Why would they say something like that? I know I found myself once reminding her, Elaine, let's just leave the timing for that in the Lord's hands. Which was true enough. But I want to go. Then I was reminded of a fellow who said much the same thing. He was fully aware that he was not much longer for this life. In fact, he said to a young friend, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. He was talking about his death. He said, I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. His name was Paul, St. Paul. And he would go on to say in our first reading from 2 Timothy chapter 4, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearance. Paul was saying that he had the desire to depart and to be with Christ. I want to go. I guess Elaine was in pretty good company after all, with her own desire to depart and be with Jesus. The uncomfortable part for the rest of us is in having to speak about the subject of death when a loved one brings it up, and then deal with the reality of death when it happens. It is something we don't like having to deal with, and many that try to deny it, especially when it comes to someone we care so much about. But why did Elaine have a desire to go? Had she so fallen into the depths of despair that she was without hope, seeing death as her only out? And what did she mean when she said she was ready? What accounted for such an outlook? I believe we find the answers to those questions in our gospel reading from St. John chapter 10. These words that Elaine heard many times during her life. These are words that Elaine heard many times during her life. But these were words of blessing, spoken over her one more time as her family and I surrounded her, praying and commending her to our Lord's care in her final hours. And I would like to share them with you once again. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Elaine's life story is one of two trips. The first trip began with her birth some 98 years ago and took many different twists and turns through life, just as it does for each of us. Growing up, going to school, experiences with friends, neighbors, marriage, and then there were children, grandchildren, and more. This was a journey that gave her great pleasure with her loved ones, as she was a people person. But this journey was also made difficult and challenging with the death of loved ones, with aging, and the troubles that brings, and then, of course, with her heart problems. I'll never forget the first time I met Elaine. She was at the hospital because of heart complications. The doctors had given her two choices: try to put stents or open heart surgery. While she was talking about the possibilities with her family members there, here I come into her room, not knowing all that was going on. And the first question Elaine asks me is, "Pastor, what should I do?" It really caught me by surprise, because I had never been in a situation like that before. But I'm very thankful that Bruce and Jen were there, and they rescued me as quickly I prayed to the Holy Spirit to give me the right words as a pastor and not as a medical doctor. See, that was part of Elaine's first trip. In God's mercy and in God's own good time, that trip has come to an end. It's completed. Just as she desired, I want to go. But there was also another trip on which Elaine had embarked. A trip of profound importance that has not come to an end. That was the journey that she began with Jesus on the day of her baptism, as he gave her the faith that trusts in him as her Savior. It's a journey that was nurtured on God's Word and the Lord's Supper all these years. And unlike the other trip that had its uncertainties and difficulties and came to an end, this one is a trip that has been kept absolutely secure and unaffected by physical troubles or even death. This is the trip through life that Elaine made with her Lord Jesus. And it has not stopped. It is the life described by the Good Shepherd in John 10, the life that by God's grace is lived in companionship with Jesus. On this journey, According to Jesus, the traveling companions are well acquainted. In fact, Jesus says of the trip that we are on with him, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own know me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." They know him. They hear him. They follow him. Simply put, that is faith. It is that special trust and acceptance of who Jesus is for you and what he has done for you. That's the other trip Elaine was on, traveling with Jesus all the way, confident of her destination. And this trip is characterized by giving and receiving. All that Jesus had to give, he gave to Elaine as one of his beloved lambs. He says, "I laid down my life for the sheep." Elaine's life was given eternal value by the Savior's life that was laid down for her on the cross. No longer could any sin accuse her and prevent her acceptance by God. Jesus took it all on himself and answered for it all in Elaine's place. As we earlier heard from St. Paul declaring in Romans chapter 8, "Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn?" Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Can there be any doubt about the source of Elaine's desire to go? In her confidence in being ready. She knew where she was going, and she knew her Savior had well prepared her. You see, the journey we embark with the Lord Jesus as Christians is one that is made in total security, regardless of what outward appearances or experiences. No, not only are we known by the Lord, giving his word that he tells us is spirit and life, and grace with forgiveness and eternal life, but also we are promised that safely in the Savior's hands, we will never perish, and no one and nothing will ever snatch us away from him. The one trip for Elaine has come to a natural end, just as it will for all of us. But the other trip, the one that sustained her in this life and transcends everything, even death, that journey will never end. In fact, it has now been transformed for Elaine from faith in Jesus to glorious sight, from the hope of eternal life to its everlasting experience. As St. Paul says in Romans 8, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of Christ, from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Some folks, sadly, only make one trip in life, and that by themselves, without Jesus. But by faith in Jesus, the Christian is ready to leave this earthly journey and continue on the eternal one. By faith in Christ, the Christian is ready to leave this earthly journey is my prayer for each one of you, that trusting in Jesus as your Savior and your traveling companion, with Elaine, you will be blessed with two trips. And that you will be able to say, like she said, I want to go because I know where I'm going. And no matter what God says to you, it is time, you will be able to say, I'm ready. I am ready. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God that passes understanding keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.